This episode of the Children's Literature Podcast is brought to you by Springtime Finally Arriving in England. Springtime Finally Arriving in England. It took you long enough. Welcome to the Children's Literature Podcast. I'm your host, TQ Townsend. This episode is about Sue Townsend. Each month this year, I'm featuring a children's author from right here in Leicestershire, and the most famous author from this county is Sue Townsend. No relation to myself, sadly. Sue Townsend is not exactly a children's writer, and unfortunately I'm unable to interview her as she's no longer alive, but I decided not to hold either of these things against her, because she's simply too important to ignore. Her writing has had an incalculable impact on British children's authors, especially right here in Leicestershire. As I've learned more about her, I've discovered that she was held in very high regard by everyone who knew her personally. This was a writer that didn't just produce good writing, but was also a wonderful person who sparked deep admiration in all who knew her. So I'm happy to feature Sue Townsend as the Leicestershire Children's Writer for the month of April. Before we get started, I wanted to remind listeners about my April Writing Challenge. Adults and kids are welcome to send in a poem, story, or picture about a cow. The only guidelines are that your submission should be written for children, and the sillier it is, the better. If you need some inspiration, there's a painting of a cow posted at childrensliteraturepodcast.com. Send in your entry by the end of the month, and I'll read out the best ones on an upcoming episode of the show. Sue Townsend is Leicestershire's most celebrated author. One thing I've noticed is that the other local writers I've interviewed so far often mention her as an important influence on their own work. But it seems that she's not much known outside of Britain, and I think that ought to change because her work is deliciously caustic and wickedly funny. Her early novels in the Adrian Mole series feature an angsty, troubled teenager that's as alive and believable today as he was when he first appeared 40 years ago. Sue Townsend was born in the heart of Leicester City in 1946. Both of her parents were factory workers, and she grew up on the south side of the city in a working-class neighborhood. She left school as a teenager and worked in blue-collar jobs, packing vegetables for the company Birdseye, serving as a receptionist in an office, and working at a petrol station. That's a gas station for any Yanks listening. She liked working at the petrol station because it gave her spare time to read books when there weren't any customers. She married a sheet metal worker at the age of 18. 7 years later, she became a single parent with three young children when her husband walked out on her. Townsend would resort to hunting for bottles to cash in for recycling to feed her kids. And when her oldest son reached his teen years and began asking questions about why they couldn't afford the little luxuries that other families had, she poured her thoughts into her writing, a secret hobby she'd had from her teen years. These scribblings would one day lead to her most famous character. It wasn't until Sue Townsend met her second husband, Colin Broadway, that her writing became more widely known. Broadway encouraged her to join a writers' group at the Phoenix Arts Theatre in Leicester, and in 1979 she received great acclaim for her debut play, Womerang, which is about a bunch of women in the waiting room at a gynecologist's office. Shortly after that, she dusted off her writing about an angsty teenage boy and published The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, aged 13 3/4. The novel was a smash hit and was quickly adapted as a radio show and for the stage, with the curtain first going up at the Phoenix Theatre. Sue Townsend would become Britain's most famous comic writer, gaining wealth and fame for her plays, novels, and nonfiction writing. But she never lost touch with her working-class roots. She was staunchly committed to the labor movement and firmly opposed to the monarchy, themes that often show up in her writing. By the time of her death in 2014, she had been lauded with honors from the city of Leicester and Leicestershire's three largest universities. The next year, the Phoenix Theatre, her lifelong literary home, was renamed the Sue Townsend Theatre. It's there in Leicester today, with her name written in her own curling signature on the wall beside the entrance. While most of Townsend's work was written with adults in mind, Adrian Mole became her most beloved character. There are 8 novels in the series, which follow Adrian from the age of 13 3/4 up to the age of 39 1/4. The first 3 are set during Adrian's teen years and are spectacular to read, if you can stand how realistic they are when it comes to whiny, self-pitying teen angst. The rest of the novels are less relevant to teen readers because they follow Adrian through his adult years. The Adrian Mole novels are fascinating because they're set in real places, in a real timeline. Adrian is born in Leicester, but as a child moves to the town of Ashby de la Zouche, or just Ashby, as locals call it. I'm not sure why Sue Townsend chose this particular place, but I do think it's interesting that she chose one of the major locations for Ivanhoe by Sir Walter Scott. The big dramatic jousting tournament in that novel takes place in Ashby, and Adrian is all about the drama, as well as imagining himself a writer on the level of someone like Scott, so it's possible the connection is deliberate. However, Leicestershire is dripping with important historical places, so it's also possible that she just picked Ashby at random, and it happened to have a literary connection. Another thing that makes Adrian Mole remarkable is that he's unremarkable. He is not Harry Potter. He has no secret identity, no hidden powers, and no great destiny. He lives an extremely ordinary life, and this makes him relatable, even pitiable. He's had a huge influence on the work of other writers. Bridget Jones's Diary by Helen Fielding is a grown-up female descendant of Adrian Mole. The influence of this character is also clear in the work of Bally Rye, another Leicestershire children's writer who I'll feature later in the year. I had never heard of Sue Townsend until a few months ago. Her books are best known here in Britain because they're so deeply rooted in this country and its politics. Growing up in America, I was vaguely aware of Margaret Thatcher and the fact that people who liked Ronald Reagan also seemed to like her, but that was about it. Townsend was deeply critical of Thatcherism and believed strongly in the social safety net and national health care that helped her care for her family when she was a young single mother. She was also a firm Republican, and by that I mean not a member of the American political party, but someone who believed the monarchy should be abolished. Townsend wove her political beliefs most prominently into her books for adults, but the first 3 Adrian Mole books very deftly engaged with politics in a way that makes sense for its teenage protagonist. The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, aged 13 3/4, is set during the years 1981 and 1982. Adrian observes events such as the wedding of Prince Charles and Princess Diana, the birth of their heir, Prince William, and the Falkland Islands War. This book paints a picture of a young teen who's just starting to become aware of the larger, more complicated world around him. If you're a parent or a teacher with kids who are interested in world history and they're trying to understand current geopolitics, it often helps to go backward before you go forward. American kids could really benefit from learning more about British politics during the 80s, as the economic and political choices made during the Thatcher years had a huge effect on their nation's closest ally and its people. Adrian Mole is a remarkably good spokesperson for the views of working-class British people in the 80s, which contrast very sharply with those of the Tory government that's currently in power. Thatcherism emphasized personal responsibility and made sharp cuts to the social safety net. But then there's the question of what happens when children are let down by parents like, well, Adrian's. His working-class mother and father fight a lot and spend all of their extra money on cigarettes and gin. When his mother gets a job, Adrian worries about becoming a latchkey kid or even a delinquent. His parents eventually split up, quickly shacking up with new partners. His mother moves north to Sheffield, which is 2 hours away by train. Adrian falls in love with a girlfriend who smokes cigarettes, and he gets his first hangover aged 14 and one quarter. When his dad loses his job, Adrian worries, "How will we live on the small amount of money the government gives us? The dog will have to go." He worries about the fact that his dad is too depressed to look for work, and he resents his mother for moving away to be with her new boyfriend. Adrian is the perfect picture of an at-risk kid, the kind who could use a hand from a social safety net of some kind. Teens who read The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, aged 13 and three quarters, can think about Adrian's experiences, compare them to their own, and begin to explore ideas about welfare, social services, and who ought to look after children when parents fail. Although set in the early 80s, modern society still has to deal with questions about who deserves welfare and how much should be handed out. Using Adrian as a case study can help kids begin to understand different points of view. For example, on Monday, October 5th, Adrian writes, "I'm worried about my father. He lies in bed until lunchtime, then he watches the TV. He isn't looking for a new job." Students could debate whether someone like Mr. Mole deserves welfare. If the government doesn't give him a handout, Adrian might not have enough to eat, or he might even lose the roof over his head. At the same time, Mr. Mole is capable of work, but is either too depressed or too apathetic to try to find a new job. Should there be mental health resources provided to help him get back to work? How should such a program be paid for? Should people who are working have to pay for the health care and housing for those who aren't? Does it cost more or less to society in the long run if no benefits are provided to those who struggle, particularly children? It would be good for students to consider how their own personal background might influence how they felt about these issues, and to wonder if they would feel differently if they came from higher or lower on the socioeconomic ladder. These are all really big political and economic questions. They can quickly become overwhelming to teenagers. But by keeping the discussion on Adrian Mole's life, the ideas will stay at a scale that young people can understand. There are lots of examples of how Adrian is disadvantaged sprinkled into the story. Adrian waited 9 years for a necessary tonsillectomy because the National Health Service was underfunded and overwhelmed. Adrian has lousy parents who are in a volatile relationship. They often get drunk in front of their child and are not appropriately discreet about their bedroom behavior. They seem to bounce from one unstable job to another, living on government handouts to tide them over. At only the age of 14, Adrian tries to get his girlfriend to sleep with him, but thank goodness she has the sense to rebuff him, saying she doesn't want to get pregnant. What can or should be done for someone like Adrian? He's just a kid, and he didn't choose to be born into such a disadvantaged life. Whatever talents he does have are going undeveloped because he has to spend so much time stressing out about simply surviving. But removing him entirely from his life might be pretty damaging. Yet, without some kind of intervention that could help provide stability and guidance, Adrian seems destined to fall into the same kind of chaotic, hand-to-mouth life that his parents have. Sue Townsend wanted her readers to directly confront the realities of working-class life, and by creating a deeply flawed yet somehow endearing character like Adrian Mole, we're able to do that in a way that keeps the focus on the human beings affected by government policies and societal attitudes. For that reason, although he's a teen from 40 years ago in Thatcher's Britain, he still has so much to teach young people today. Not just here in Leicestershire, where Sue Townsend is still much beloved, but all over the world. You've been listening to the Children's Literature Podcast. Please subscribe and give the show a rating. Send comments to letters at childrensliteraturepodcast.com. I'm your host, TQ Townsend. Thanks for listening.